This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Right now, let's go to the fan hotline, and we welcome in Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. He's host of the Best Football Show podcast. Make sure to check out the Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. One of the best things about the Odyssey app, folks, it's absolutely free, and you always take something for free. Brian Baldinger joins us this morning. Brian, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Good to be with you. Thanks.
Mason Graham, he's our number 5 overall pick. What do you like about Mason? What don't you like about Mason? Or what do you think he might need improvement on, I should say?
Well, I mean, he's got to learn how to play the NFL game. I mean, he had a good career at Michigan. It's not the NFL. The offenses don't look anything like they do in college, so he's got to get used to the NFL game, the physicalness of it, the beating, the double teams that he's going to get at the point. He doesn't quite see that type of he doesn't see that size and that power coming at him. So he's got to learn those techniques to take on double teams, and then he's got to develop his pass rush, and how he's going to decipher play action versus run action versus, third down and long and what your plan is. So, he's at the very beginning stages, but there's a lot to work with. The effort is there. I think he's shaped up his body quite a bit from his college days to now. So that's always good. He's young, so, you could do that for the next 5 or 6 years, continue to work on yourself physically. And, I think he's got the right attitudes. I think it's a good defensive front. And so he's going to be a part of it. I mean, they're going to start 2 rookies in their defense in Mason and Carson Schwechinger. And they both look ready for prime time to me.
Brian, how much does, and forgive me, because Myles Garrett should make everybody better, but how much better does Mason Graham look when Myles Garrett is in that lineup week 1?
It's hard to say. I mean, it really is. I mean, we've seen just a small sample. I watched them, scrimmaging last week against the Eagles, and, it's hard to really, in that scrimmage, really see the difference. But, Myles is going to draw a lot of attention anywhere he goes. And that's why they move him around. They're going to move him around even more this year. But they're going to move him around so that it's hard to just pinpoint where he's going to be. So, in theory, Mason Graham's going to get a lot of one-on-ones, more than if Myles Garrett wasn't out there on the field. So, it should make it should make things better for everybody out there, you know, whoever it might be, whether it's Alex Wright or, you know, Malik Collins or Shelby Harris, whoever, Isaiah McGuire, whoever's out there. I mean, it should be better. All those guys should be better when Miles is on the field.
You know, we were obviously very terrified of life without JOK, who goes down with the injury last year and then got all his second opinions and has paused his NFL playing career. But then we take an exciting linebacker, and I know it's a lot to ask of somebody, of a rookie, to fill those shoes, of somebody who's good as JOK, but do you think they're on the right track?
I do. He had an amazing season last year in college, and I saw him in training camp, talked to him briefly, not a long time. But he's ready to wear the green dot. He's ready to take charge the way JOK did. I he might never come off the field defensively. He might be in part of every one of Jim Schwartz's package. Now, I might be wrong. It's still a long ways away to, you know, you open up with Cincinnati, but it looks like he's going to be on the field in every situation. And he does have really good instincts. In that first game, he played 13 plays. He had 7 tackles. I mean, he knows how to find the football. I think he's built for it. You know, he's probably bigger than JOK. I'm not saying he's better. JOK was an electric player. But, you know, he's got his own attributes that you can count on, I think.
Brian Baldinger joining us here. He's the host of the Best Football Show podcast. So have they made the right decision to start Joe Flacco this season?
Well, he's the only healthy guy they have. They had no choice. I mean, I think that in theory they would have liked to at least had some kind of a competition. But, I mean, everybody got hurt. And so there was no competition. But, you know, just watching Joe in practice and watching him in scrimmage against the Eagles, he took the majority of the snaps in practice. And I saw him afterwards. This is his wife. He's got 5 kids. I mean, with the matter, he looks fresh as can be. Now, we haven't started. The hits haven't started piling up. All those kind of things that can happen. But the guy is just a remarkable athlete. I mean, the arm doesn't look any different than when you went out to watch him in 2008 as a rookie with the Ravens. And he can still move well enough. He's not a statue back there. So, I don't know. Like I even if these guys didn't get hurt, I mean, I think he would have won the job. I mean, I think his experience, his arm, his ability, his ability to see over the top at his size. I mean, those are all things that you're looking for in any quarterback. He just happens to be 40, and it's not a long-term answer, but I think it's the best answer for right now to start the season.
Flacco, Pickett, Gabriel, Sanders. How would your depth chart look if you were the head coach of the Browns?
Well, who's healthy? Who's practicing? I don't know. I mean, honestly, like Dylan Gabriel didn't play badly the other day, the interception. I don't know what Deontay Johnson was doing on the play. But, you know, I mean, it's an interception. It's a pick six. It's not a good play. You don't want it on your resume, but he bounced back. He threw a lot of completions. Pickett, I haven't seen him play in a long time. I kind of know what he can do, but you still haven't seen him play and see what kind of time he has. And Shadur's got an oblique injury. So, I don't know how you can form the depth chart with what they have. I don't know if Stu Huntley is on the team or not on the team. He might be the healthiest guy they have. But I know Dylan's healthy right now, so I shouldn't say that. But it's hard to stack it up right now. I mean, Shadur had a nice, really nice opening day, and we haven't seen him really play much since. So, you know, you got to practice. You got to get out there. You got to work on these things. You got to see things. You got to, like, start game planning pretty soon. I'd like to see who's healthy before I – see who's number two right now.
If they were both healthy, Sanders, Gabriel, who do you like better?
I think they both have good qualities. I don't know one's better than the other right now. Dylan's is smaller. You kind of like Shadur's size better. The 2 touchdown throws he made were legit throws, and he trusts his protection. He did great things. I probably would lean a little bit towards Shadur right now, but you'd also like to see a whole lot more than 30 plays. You know, to make that assessment.
Brian Baldinger joined us on the hotline. I think you just kind of stumbled onto it at the end there of the hard part. I think all of this is focused on, which is how do you evaluate when you have 2 different types of quarterback competitions, one for the starter, one for the backup. I know they said it was a fair competition from day one. I don't really think that Shadur or Dylan Gabriel had much of a chance to start week one. Given all of that, like, you were out here, you've talked to the coaches, you've talked to people within the Browns front office. Like, this was a very, very difficult Herculean task, no?
Yeah, I never thought it was going to be fair. And I never thought it would, the way practice is now, there's just not enough quality reps in practice, in scrimmages, or in games. I mean, I do applaud Kevin for going to Philadelphia. They went 2 years ago and having 2 days of scrimmages. It was good work, really good work. That was crisp and there was no fights and there was a lot of reps. It's not games, but it's as close to games as you're going to get. So I think there was a lot of good work, but I mean, Joe took most of the reps. So the idea that you could...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Of any kind of a competition, if all four guys were healthy, I mean, ideally, you'd love to see these guys with their number one offensive line.
I'd like
to see them with the number one offensive line, you know, and so we could really evaluate, you know, throw to Jerry Jeudy on, you know, a Dino route or, you know, a deep post and see if they have timing on the deep throws. But you don't get enough of those opportunities.
Brian Baldinger joining us on the show. The situation with Anthony Richardson, would a team like the Browns be interested in bringing in a guy like that, making a trade for him? He's already laughing. All right, what would a team be interested in bringing him in, like the Browns?
Well, what are the Colts going to do? I mean, if something happens to Daniel Jones right now. I mean, he's still the fourth pick in the draft. I mean, some of these guys, sometimes you get 6, 7, 8, 10 years to prove that you can play. And so, you know, the season hasn't begun yet. There might be opportunities for Anthony to go play again. I don't think they're looking to ship him out. I don't know what their depth chart looks behind, you know, him and Daniel. But just the fact that, you know, they made Daniel the starter doesn't mean it's over for Anthony Richardson. But I don't think they're looking to trade him right now. I think it'd be foolish. I mean, I think he's still a young guy that still has to grow and develop and learn. And I wouldn't give up on him just yet.
But you were just talking about, Baldy, how few opportunities there are oftentimes in today's day and age. Now, what's funny is you've seen some coaches go back to the old methods and against the current grain, which is, hey, Joe Burrow is going to be out there in all three preseason games because Cincinnati doesn't want to get off to a bad start again, 0-2 for the fourth straight year. You're seeing, you know, Patrick Mahomes always seems to want to be out there. But that's just preseason games, not certainly the same as a regular season game. Like, are we in a weird spot in NFL training camp where nobody truly knows how to nurture these young quarterbacks in the most optimal way?
Well, the only way to get better is to play. And so, you know, how many reps there are in these preseason games, Joe's done really good. There's two or three series in each game he's played against, you know, Philadelphia and then against Washington. He played really well. You expect that. But honestly, but you know, the other side, you know, like you just can't afford to get any of these guys hurt. You can't legislate against injuries. You got to, that's how Joe feels. Even if he's running backwards 20 yards and getting slammed to the ground, he's like, I'm not going to get any better if I'm not playing, if I don't get this timing down. But at the same time, you can't put these guys in bubble wrap and tell them to go play. If you do that, which some teams do, you're basically saying September is the new August, and that's what September's for, to get the timing right, to figure things out, to figure your offense out. That's what happened to the Eagles last year. They were terrible in September last year. But they had the bye week in week 5, and then they went on a run. And they figured things out, what the offense is going to be. And that's kind of what teams have to do right now. We're not getting anything done in August. I mean, it's just not enough. They're just exhibitions out there. They don't even feel like games to me right now. They're just exhibitions. And you can learn a few things. You can see a guy's speed. You can see effort. You can see some technique. But honestly, they feel more like exhibitions than games.
So can a bye week actually, because it was an early bye, can a bye week actually determine if players play in the preseason?
No, I don't think they're looking at that. I don't think they're weighing in what week your bye week is. Huh. But, I mean, the Eagles haven't played any of their players. I mean, they didn't even play their backup quarterback last week.
Mm-hmm.
They're just saving them. They think they have a good roster. I mean, everybody's different. And everybody has a different approach. You can say Cincinnati's playing Joe Burrow because they don't want to get off to a bad start, but the defense is dreadful. So I don't know how they're going to patch that thing up between now and when they play Cleveland. But I mean, if you want to go get yourself a win, go play some great offense September 7th and go start 1-0 because that defense looks, they don't look like they've improved at all under Al Golden right now.
Baldy, because it's so weird. I hate to feel like I'm interrogating you here. I'm just trying to find the secret to the Browns here, because over the last 6 years, man, they've had some really nice rosters, and the results have been all over the map. All over the map. What does a team have to have, whether it be in the locker room, culturally, whatever, what does a team have to make a coach comfortable with not playing players in the not playing starters in the preseason?
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily about the roster. Washington put their starting offense out there on the field with the offensive rookie of the year. They didn't have any fear about it. Now, it's one series. They went down the field and scored in 4 plays. But, you know, Dave, I just think that star players win games for you, and teams just don't want to risk losing their star player in a preseason game or scrimmage right now. And that's just where it's at. I mean, what does it take for the Cleveland to turn it around? Well, if they had Joe Burrow, it would turn it around. Like, it would give you a fighting chance every week when you have a player of that. But there's one Joe Burrow in this league. They had Baker, and, you know, look, he got hurt, and, things didn't go great. But, he's a great talent, and he's a great leader, and he's great for the locker room. And you're seeing that in Tampa right now. It just, unfortunately, it had to happen someplace else. But, Joe can lead now. Joe knows what to do. I saw him kibitzing with all the young players. I mean, it's probably a little bit odd. He's got 5 kids, and I'm sure, like, when he talks to some of his kids, he might think, like, the maturity level is the same as some of the guys on the team. I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek. I'm not saying that, they're children out there. But, he's talking to young, Mason Graham is 21 years old. I don't think there's a disconnect. It's still football. But at the same time, you're asking a 40-year-old guy to lead. I know he knows how to do it, but still, if you're going to go, you're probably not watching the same things on TikTok with each other.
Baldy, I started watching the Dallas Cowboys documentary on Netflix yesterday, and you started your career in Dallas, and you were kind of there before, then it goes to chronicle everything that happened around 1987. It was a pretty interesting year in Dallas. Do you have any thoughts? Are you eager to watch that, or are you like, I'm good, I saw it all, I know about how this happened?
I haven't gone looking for it. I barely know. I mean, you just reminded me that it's on. I'm sure I'm going to hear about it. I'm always interested in the Cowboys and the history and the folklore and everything. 87 was a strike year. It was an ugly year in Dallas. I was there during that time. Thankfully, Jimmy Johnson came in with Jerry and turned things around, for a brief period of time. It was a miraculous turnaround from 89 to 94. I mean, absolutely miraculous what they did. I don't know that anybody's ever turned a franchise around that quickly. But, it's been you know, it's been a lot of drama since then. But, you know, they've proven, you know, Dallas proved that if you have a Hall of Fame quarterback, you have a chance to win Super Bowls. And if you don't, it's hard to win Super Bowls. And that's if you don't have a perfect team around the quarterback. And I think that's one of the messages that will probably get sent, because I'm sure they're going to talk to Roger and they're going to talk to Troy, as they should. I mean, they know what it takes to win in Dallas, which isn't easy. I mean, there's a lot of distractions in that town and a lot of expectations, and football is king. And so, you know, you got to put a good product on the field for the fans to show up in that building.
Brian, you've been very gracious with your time. All the best. Hope to talk to you again soon.
My pleasure, guys. You bet.
Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. He's the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Make sure to check it out. The Best Football Show. It's on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.